there. It's a Saturday morning, and here are the top stories we are tracking today. Apprehension among Indians regarding getting vaccinated for COVID-19 appears to be rising. A survey of 18,000 participants revealed that about 69% of Indians are in no hurry to get the shot. The survey results were released yesterday as India clocked 24,037 new infections. While this marked the fourth consecutive day for India with fewer than 30,000 cases, the country comes second on the list for having the most cases globally with over 99 lakh infections. The proposed Greenfield Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh's Gautam Buddh Nagar will now be officially known as Noida International Airport. The nomenclature of the Greenfield Airport was finalized by Zurich Airport International and UP government in the presence of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The airport is being developed by Swiss developer Zurich Airport International. The Supreme Court yesterday stayed criminal proceedings against former chairman of Wipro Azim Premji and his wife on their plea seeking quashing of the summons issued by a Bengaluru trial court on a frivolous and mischievous complaint filed by an NGO alleging breach of trust and corruption in merger of three firms with a Premji Group firm. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the farmers in Madhya Pradesh in an attempt to allay their fears over the newly introduced farm laws. He lashed out at the opposition parties and accused them of misleading the farmers. He said that the parties do not have any issue with the farm laws, but with the fact that they promised them but could not implement them. The restaurant industry will rehire 1 million people by 2021 as it moves towards revival following the sector's worst downturn in 2020. A report by dining out and restaurant tech platform DineOut has stated. It further added that restaurants are now more predisposed towards owning customer data and that 90% of them will adopt digital menus by 2021. The report added that 100% of customers will favor contactless and digital payment options, whereas takeaway and delivery will grow exponentially by 15% and 30.5% respectively. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye for now.